Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Am I giving camper? Should I just wear this?
I like the vest.
You like the vest?
Yeah. Wait, should we open these?
Let's just wait. Hold on. Don't blow your load so quick. Let's intro the pod.
Party's getting started.
Yeah, let's. She looks to come and go to bed quick, sweetie. She's in and
I'm
she's
done.
Out.
I'm done. Night.
Should we start sucking on these before we hit record?
Do we have the other tablecloth? Do we need that?
Yeah, let me put it down just in case.
I also brought a towel. Mommy's about to juicy fruit all over her Rent the Runway.
Not you juicing on your Rent the Runway. Do you have to wash it before you return it?
No.
No, not
for... Do you wash yours?
No, I don't even wash it the entire time I own them.
I sent my last...
The whole three weeks too. I have them, I don't wash
them. At all.
No.
That's not my responsibility.
I bring them once, maybe.
I'm a little pig about it.
Oh, honey, they're the dirtiest clothes I have, my newlies.
I went to go drop off a big jacket. Maybe I reached in the pocket... And just at the end of a joint just flew right out.
This looks like we're about to do a porn. Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
It does feel like we're about to do a porn and we're getting ready for a squirt off.
A squirt off.
Are you guys ready for this bitch squirt off? We've been lacking on viewers lately. We're about to get wet. Did you drink your water last night?
What do you mean?
Dude, my little sister just learned about squirting, that girls squirt.
Just now? Yeah, that's so naive.
She's in her 20s, and she just learned about squirting, and it got brought up to her by an ex, and it was so funny, because the other day she was carrying around a gallon of water, and I was like, is she squirt training?
No.
Is she squirt training?
No.
Yes.
You think she's trying to squirt?
Well, I think she was like, is this a thing that I should be doing? And I'm like, no. You don't need to be a squirter, girl.
You know how, like, some
God
guys-
gives that gift to just some special girls.
Ladies,
and they have a whole different life than us.
Yeah. But I don't like when guys are like, I can make you squirt. It's like, no, you probably can't. If I haven't squirted since I started having sex in 20 years, I don't think that you're going to be, your dick's going to do something different.
Not the mechanic that could.
Tale as old as time.
They can all fix the car, and it's fine for a few weeks till it starts a rumbling and a jumbling again.
Welcome to This Bitch with Sarah Weinschenk and Kim Congdon.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of This Bitch Podcast. We're live from the Comedy Store Studios. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Weinschenk.
And we're back with another week. Shanky's got a sugar-free Red Bull. We're popping. Is the vest too hike or lesbian?
No, it looks like a hiker lesbian who's chic.
Chic hiker lesbian.
Chic hiker lesbian.
I eat pussy, but with my pinky up.
Yeah. You eat pussy, but in France.
Oh, yeah. I eat pussy out of a champagne glass.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm just
making sure.
You
chase your pussy with caviar, honey.
Oh, no. Oh.
What?
Too far.
That was too far?
You chase your pussy with caviar?
That was luxurious. It was decadent. There's so many men.
Okay, champagne and pussy is much more tempting than caviar mixed with pussy.
It's pussy, then caviar, then champagne.
Okay. That's a good order.
It's a whole meal, baby.
Oh, we're back, sweetie.
We're back.
You've brought in a little treat for us.
I did.
I'm very excited.
I did because...
Here, I'll let you...
I knew that.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, and I don't know what you've got up your sleeve. But she's brought over these seemingly
toxic jelly fruits.
Best chilled or frozen. These are definitely room temperature.
Well, perfect.
I can tell that Shank already did not read the thing on the cover. It says best chilled or frozen.
Well, yeah, they still do what they need to do. They're just not cold. They still do.
That's like someone saying that about a beer. And it's like, it'll still do what it's got to do. It's like, yeah, yeah, I want to enjoy it.
It'll get you drunk.
Now, what the fuck are these? These look like the, these look like, okay, this looks like a used tampon.
That looks like a butt plug, actually.
Yeah, these look like.
This is literally a butt plug.
You know the medicine you put in your ass? When you're a kid? Yeah, this looks like the what they my mom used to chase me with through the house when I had a bad fever.
No.
You ever had a mom put a suppository in your ass?
I had a mom put a thermometer in my ass.
That'll change your life, but won't like, it? When she spreads your cheeks and puts a thermometer. And it's a very jarring moment.
Are we still doing that?
How are we still doing that? Little, like five or six? Yeah. Yeah. Enough to remember.
I got my ass taken through my ass. My temperature.
I got my ass taken through my ass. It's like, whoa.
I got my temperature taken through my
same,
ass.
Same. Are we still doing that to children, or is that were we sexually assaulted?
Were we just getting anally probed casually? No. I feel like now people just do that.
Yeah, no, now they just point at your forehead and they're like, you're good.
Why
can't
they just take it under our tongues?
I don't know why they had to go in anally.
Oh, the best way to take temperature in infant.
Don't worry, it's a simple and safe process. For who?
Worried.
For who?
We're worried.
Not for the infant. It's not simple or safe for them. They're getting their ass probed.
Oh my God. It's rectal temperature is the best way to get an exact reading for children under two. I like how we both remember.
But we were six. You know, when you're too old. Not us being too old for the rectal temp. Not me getting rectal temp till I was damn near eight.
I was 12. No,
I was on my period the last time I got rectal tempted.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, that's like fucking crazy. And you never got a suppository in your ass?
No.
Oh. I feel like I
put a suppository in my ass as an adult.
No, I feel like I lived with suppositories in my ass as a child. I think I got too many in my ass. Yeah, oh, dude, that is bringing up trauma I didn't know I had left over in my brain. Ah,
no,
no, dude, no. They make your butt burn when you shit.
Were you constipated?
Oh, that wasn't happening with me. It was my mom spreading cheek.
No,
dude.
I can't.
It was my mom spreading cheek and shoving against my will. I also hated it, so I would run. It was like a rape scene. I'd be like, no! I'd be clenching. She'd be like, open it!
No!
I've been shit in 5 days. I'm close to death. Yes.
No.
Dude, it was like a scene from a fucking, Midsummer.
Okay.
It was dark. Anyways, that's what this looks like.
It's a given suppository.
So how are we supposed to eat this? Let's read a little bit about this. First of all, this doesn't feel edible.
But just
that's plastic.
Just so you know, this is what the kids are doing, Kim.
Oh, okay.
And I know that
we're
it's
trying
important
to stay young.
To be on trend.
Okay. So this is like a trend.
I researched for us. Yeah, this is a trend.
Dude, me and Sarah are thinking about we have to bring it up. We're thinking about recording our Monday meetings for this bitch. We have meetings on Monday.
I have one recorded, but
do you have the one?
We have the one.
No!
It was by complete. Like I've been forgetting to bring it up. Like I was like, I reopened my computer and it was like, do you
where I called her a cunt?
Yeah.
And I said her ideas were bad.
Yeah. So some of our meetings get a little intense, guys, but it's just because we want to get the best content.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's
it's
our
like
abuse, son. Some of our meetings, they do get a little intense, but it's because we want to bring you
when
the
me
best
and Sarah
spot.
Are fighting in a meeting and you see just Xavier's face in the corner, it's really funny. It's really funny. We're trying to do a kind of I had an idea for a little bit of a controversial bit that Sarah was fighting back on, and I really hated that she was fighting me back on it because I wanted to do it, and I was like, it's the funniest thing to do. Choose comedy. I was doing this like, and then Sarah's like crying. She's like, why don't we just eat ramen? And I was like, that's dumb. That's dumb. And she was like, you don't have to be a cunt. She's in a cheetah robe. It's like 11 a.m. Like these meetings
on a Monday.
These meetings are unhinged that we have. We should probably make them bonus episodes every once in a while.
On the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And throw them on there because they're actually out of control. So
I can't believe he has that one.
That's a good one to have. We should clip that up.
No.
We should find that and clip it. Do you cry in that? No.
I get emotional. honey, you see every side of Shank in just 10 minutes.
And Xavier, like, scared in the corner, like, I know he was wishing he had a dog to pet in the moment or he could do anything else. And he's like, all right, well, I have some new ideas for us. Oh, it's so funny. So this is
the week after that meeting, I was like, I better find something. Because I don't need mama coming to me telling me I'm doing the least funny things and that eating noodles isn't good enough. So now
I presented a bit that probably may have gone too far, and then Sarah did the opposite where she was like, we could in the worst timing where I was so mad she was denying it, she goes, we could play Operation. I swear to God, it was a Zoom out loud, and audibly from the other room, you heard my boyfriend snort when the operation came out. We were just fighting and calling each other. He was like, that was really entertaining.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fun. So we could do a whole pot off our meetings, sweetie. Uh-huh. But yeah, so Shane came through with the ideas. This is apparently a TikTok trend. Can we see people eating these? Okay, so you're supposed to bite it from any.
And then they explode. Sometimes people.
What in the fuck is happening?
Sometimes people do, like, they'll have a bowl of them and they'll see how many they can eat.
They look good when you watch a video. Oh, he's fucking them up, bro.
They look like Tide Pods.
Yeah, but you know, that's why kids want to eat them. I'm kind of scared to burst into one. I'm taking my vest off.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Could you bring the towel?
No, not the squirt off. This bitch squirt off.
The squirt-a-thon.
Let's see who can squirt the farthest.
This is going to be nuts.
I'm squirting my pineapple farther than you can squirt your pineapple. I'm not just laying the towel down. What are we, my little sister in her room at night? okay. So which one do we start with? I want to start with
Should we see how, like, there's
people. They're just biting into it.
Yeah, but there's also, like, this, people do, like, contests to see who could bite into the most. Do we want to do that?
I think we start slow.
Get to know the jelly
fruit. Honey, you're trying to throw me into anal of the jelly fruit. You're like, well, I say we just fuck each other in the ass with them. I'm like, can we taste them first? Can we give the bite and experience? I think we should do the most round one, like one of these or one of these.
Ugh, the pineapple flavor seems the best.
Yeah, I know. We should save it.
What do you?
I say we start with this green thing.
What is that?
Apple? I don't know. Can you bite first? Okay. I'm scared. Can we zoom these in?
Yeah, we can do a zoom on these.
Okay, but actually, like, try to get it in your mouth. Don't just squeeze it towards me.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, hold on. I'm scared. Wait, hold on. Not that way. I think it's sideways. Yeah, like that. Lean over the table.
I feel like a pig with an apple in its mouth.
Let me see. Don't choke on the plastic, please. Oh, my God, Sarah. She's biting it. It's getting tighter. I feel like she's going to squirt it on my face. No, don't cover it. Oh!
Where'd it go? Under the wall?
God, we should have some behind the scenes footage. It barely missed the cameras, dude. Look, it's 2 inches to the left of the cameras.
Oh, God. I didn't even taste any of it.
That was a squirt of a lifetime, dude. I have to squirt it back at you, unfortunate.
Ugh.
You want me to try a different color?
I didn't even taste the flavor.
Taste it.
I just squirted it out. Okay. It's pretty, like...
That's crazy. Can we get footage of the wall?
Yeah, pick up some footage of the wall.
Right? This is fucking nuts, dude.
It's not
It looks
bad.
Like a scene in a porn, the way it's... Can we get when we put it up, we have to slow-mo that squirt. Because that shit went, it was like seeing bullets go by.
It happened so fast.
All right, you want me to do mine?
Yeah.
Which one do you want me to do?
I think you should do grape.
Oh, I hate grape. It's like the flavor I hate the most. All right, so should I go this way?
I don't know. I'm scared, Kim. I'm scared.
Okay.
You're too...
Oh! Did you get it?
No.
Well, we're in trouble.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh no, we got it on the roof, on the ceiling. That's bad. They just repainted this, right?
We'll clean it. We'll clean it.
Oh my God. Did it squirt on you?
I don't know. I ducked and covered. Oh yeah, I just felt it. Just as you asked, I felt the jelly go down my back. Ugh. Ugh.
Okay, I think we have to put them mostly in our mouth and pop them now. Grab a turkey. Or grab a pine.
Cheers.
Full mouth and the pine.
I have to sneeze.
Don't let it squirt. Try not.
Yeah, the whole point is that they do that. We get plastic. Oh, I mean, should we wipe that down?
We should wipe that. We should wipe it down before it dries, probably.
Sooner rather than later.
Take a quick break.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Oh, no.
Are we in trouble, Lee?
No.
Okay.
It was, okay, it went kind of crazy.
I heard.
Oh.
I try to block the cameras, but whatever.
Okay.
Cool.
Not them letting us have free reign. Not them giving us free squirt reign.
We're not in trouble.
We're not in trouble. Yeah. We can keep squirting.
We're not in trouble. We can keep squirting.
We get crazy off of jelly. We get crazy off of jelly.
Oh, I have it in the back of my dress.
Okay, I'm going to put...
It went like that, and then it dripped down and slid down my back.
I'm going to put the anal probe in.
Whoa.
What? Do it with me. Ready? Full in your mouth.
I wanted the pineapple.
And pop it. Get the sound in here.
Oh, wait. I'm doing it the wrong way.
No.
Oh.
That'll squirt, I think. I don't know. Just suck when you pop.
They're made to squirt.
Try not to squirt as much. Bite. Yeah, like that. Oh, you know what's fun about that?
The flavor.
You can bite it and pretend you're shooting yourself in the head.
What? That's so dark.
Here we go.
I didn't see it going that way. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Should I do it too?
Yeah, suicide. Suicide.
Pineapple suicide?
Yeah, pineapple suicide. That's a band name. We should go ahead, hold the gun to your head while you wait for the pop, though. Yeah, then.
Okay.
I know. It's scary. The leaking when it comes out.
How was that?
That was horrible. Was the pineapple good for you?
No.
I'm going to give the pineapple a go. This is disturbing. These colors are pretty. It doesn't look like something that should be in your body.
No.
I'll say that much. Hold on.
You're doing the pineapple? Oh, it's going to squirt. I'm scared. No.
I don't like that.
Should we do a contest to see who could do the most? There's another bag.
Oh, God. How many of these do we need?
Bag.
Hold on. This towel is going to be absolutely... Oh, I should be spitting this in the mug, not just straight onto the towel. Should I scoop it or leave it?
I mean, at this point,
okay. We should be spitting these into the cups, I think. I don't know whose cups these are.
It's like Lucy and Ethel trying to do a fucking...
Okay,
pot.
We should have a contest to see who could get through five.
Okay, okay. I have McKenna start. How long do you guys want to do? You guys want to do like 30 seconds?
Well, it's just a race.
Who
could pop five the quickest, I think.
Okay, okay.
Right?
Do I have five? Yeah.
Yeah, but we have to make sure they're the same shapes. One of those.
Is there another bag on the floor?
One of those.
To the other side.
Yeah. No, this is empty. I think this is both bags.
Oh, good.
Okay, so wait. Trade that one for this one. Trade the grape one for this one so we have all the same ones. Yeah, there we go. Now we're matching.
Ooh, this one doesn't even... Okay.
Okay, so this is a race. Do you want the yours spit cup?
Yes, we're doing it over this thing.
Oh, this is the this bitch squirt off, suck off, pop off.
The fruit jelly challenge.
Wait.
What?
You just started.
She said definitively see how mad she just got.
Right, who starts? I'm literally mid-sentence.
I know, you're right. That was wild.
She's got teeth marks in hers already.
No,
she's
I
already...
don't.
Okay, McKenna has an air horn here. When you guys hear the air horn, we're good to go.
I have
okay.
anxiety.
Don't squirt right. me in the face.
Three,
bitch.
Two, one. Oh.
That one was just for celebration, guys.
Oh my God.
I'm done.
Oh. You won!
That was disturbing. That was disturbing as fuck, dude.
I had two left.
Oh, this challenge is weird. I think this is made by pedophiles to watch kids pop and suck candy.
It's weird.
Did I just uncover something?
No.
you might have. This
jelly fruit gate.
This is weird. Here, there's two. Oh no, that's popped.
I have two left.
Here, we'll let them try. They can have a jelly fruit.
How is that?
Yeah. What do you want to do with these?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't know. Something.
What?
We have them.
Now you needing to use up every jelly fruit.
I'm a Jew.
That's a very Jewish way to deal with the jelly fruit saga. Who is this?
So this is the guy that started this challenge, apparently.
That makes
sense. Oh, yeah. He looks like he would start this challenge.
I guess he's in comedy and he wears like vampire fangs.
Oh, not another vampire in comedy, please. Vampire ASMR. What is vampire ASMR? Can we see what he's talking about? I'm very curious to see what a vampire whispers into a mic.
No, it's true. No one likes jelly sticks.
This is our podcast.
Welcome back to another vampire.
Is this how sick we look to people?
Today, we got a special guest.
They're especially sick.
I don't know. We're pretty close to that. All right. I'm good on this.
All right. Yeah.
This is... How many views does that have?
We should, like, do
42,000 views?
I guess we should do more vampire
ASMR. Someone get Jaden Sprints on here ASAP.
Jaden, what other weird ideas you have, buddy? Yeah,
Jaden, we brought jellies. We have jellies. Wiggle this in his face. Jaden, you want to come on our show?
Come on, Jaden.
Come on, little vampy. Do you think vampires are real?
No.
Come on, be fun.
I think fairies are. Okay. You'd be fun. You'd be fun, bitch.
I think I figured something out. Hold on.
Are you just sucking on one for funsies? Oh! Why are you doing that?
That's how you really do it. Listen to this ASMR.
Ew. Ew. Ugh.
Everybody make sure you subscribe to everybody's Patreon.
Should I do one?
Yeah. Twist off the top and really, and make it, you have to put a lot of pressure on the inside of your cheek and let it really.
You know what?
Oh, God.
It's not working for me that way. Just poured it at me. Did it get you?
Yeah, right in the eye.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
I have jelly in my eye.
Do you need anything?
Yeah, jelly not to be in my fucking eye.
Did it hurt?
No, it just felt invasive.
I'm sorry. I didn't aim for your eye. It also got me.
Ah!
There's one left.
We're done.
You can bite into it. It's the last one.
Okay.
No, no. This was a mistake.
The last one. Oh, and it's a,
no.
And it's a shooter.
No. Not and it's a shooter. Hold on.
Okay, ready? I'm scared. I'm scared for you. Because I'm going to try and do some damage.
No!
All right. Okay, ready, sister? Move the mic.
Ugh.
Well, I guess not very far.
Move the mic. I'm scared, Kim. Oh, where'd it go?
I tried to get you.
And you didn't.
All right, we're done. This has been a nightmare.
Scale to 1 to 10. How do those things taste?
They taste not great. I mean, they're not horrible.
They're better than I thought they were going
to
be.
They're better than I thought they were going to be, but they are fun to squirt at a friend with.
It's a nice outside activity, I think.
It is. I would say give them to your kids, let them squirt outside. Say, go outside and squirt. But in different words,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
And maybe change up the verbiage a little bit. That is disturbing. Let's towel this up. Oh, my God. I wonder how many calories that was. I'm wasting my calories on candy squirt.
I'll tell you right now, sugar.
Oh, no.
One piece is 15 calories.
Oh, what a waste. I've had about 5 calories worth of squirt in my mouth.
No, because you didn't really drink all of it.
Yeah. Dude, when I'm counting my calories? I was hanging out with my boyfriend.
It's such a fun podcast when we talk about our eating disorders.
I was hanging out with my boyfriend, and I was obsessing over how I didn't have any calories left for dessert for the day, and I was really upset. And I was like, I can only eat 3 calories. He's like, God, that sucks. Cum is 15.
No!
I was like, how selfish.
That's counting so as
jizz.
Funny.
Also selfless to count as jizz in my calorie count.
That is.
Cum is 15. I couldn't even afford to eat jizz.
How did you know how
sad a diet is when you can't even eat cum at the end of the night?
You have to spit it out because of the diet.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Is there cum on here?
Do you think there are nutritional benefits to cum?
I think that a man will tell you there are. I think that men will say there are.
Like, put it on your face. It'll prevent you from aging.
To come. I think they say that there is. Vitamin C, B12.
Calcium.
I don't believe that it has this many vitamins.
Zinc, potassium, sodium.
It's too tiny to be any help. That's what I usually say about the dick, too.
Yeah. Do you lose nutrients when ejaculating?
Not you guys losing zinc every time I come.
Selenium.
Oh, am I low on zinc? Oh, man.
Go home. Take a zinc supplement, man.
Remember when they used to say the Mountain Dew used to affect your sperm count?
Yeah.
Don't drink Mountain Dew, you'll have less cum to impregnate your women.
Well, did I tell you when I went to Chicago, they gave me my hotel room key, and when I opened my hotel room, it was dirty. And someone else's stuff was in it.
No.
So then I went to the front desk and I was like, hey, I just tried to open my hotel room and it was dirty and someone else's stuff was in it. I'm lucky that they weren't physically in the room too.
Right.
And then they were like, well, to make up.
Sarah, is that you? Oh, I love Shank. Could you list some cupcakes for me?
No.
Shanky, come in here.
No, yeah.
I was just on the shitter.
Yeah. It was so fucking weird. And then to make up for it, they go, we'll give you a can of Mountain Dew on us.
No.
And I'm like, this is some Midwest shit.
I would have been like, oh, by can of Mountain Dew, do you mean a free stay?
A can of Mountain Dew?
Do you hear about the Boeing flights?
No.
I talked about this on my pod yesterday.
Is this about how the doors are flying off?
No, about how the whistleblower died.
What do you mean?
A dude that worked for the people who build the airplanes.
Uh-huh.
He said that they're built terribly. They're used with old parts. They used to pull parts out of the trash to put them together. 10 of 15 people working there wouldn't fly on their own planes that they built. And now they're all falling apart. It was the Boeing whose thing flew off. A Boeing's wheel fell off 2 days ago. And then another one had an emergency landing last week. And he says that 1 in 4 of the oxygen masks don't work on every Boeing, on most of them, on the 757.
And now he's dead?
And now he's dead. Apparent suicide after he said that, after he came out and left and showed videos and shit. And now he's dead. And we fly a lot. We're flying in faulty planes, sweetie.
You think we've flown in a faulty?
We might have flown in a faulty. Sometimes I get on the plane and you could hear the nuts and bolts are loose.
Sometimes.
You ever get on a plane and you go, this needs a, you know, that tool that tightens it?
Yeah.
I've gotten on a few planes. I go, this one needs a tighten.
I'm not aware of that.
You're not?
I'm like, la, 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 la.
What do you do on a plane?
Sleep.
The whole time?
I sleep a lot of it, yeah. And then also now your mental illness is spreading to me because now when I get on the plane, I have to touch it a few times.
I've heard about that. How many times do you touch the plane?
I think 3.
I do 2 to 3 times. I do two if I'm feeling lucky and 3 if I feel like it needs it. I'll throw in an extra.
Yeah, so now your OCD is my OCD. I gotta tap the plane before I get into the plane.
We're on the same OCD cycle now.
I'm so mentally ill.
Do a lot of people do that? Tap the plane? They do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a thing.
Because you brought it up, and then I started asking around about it, and people were like, yeah, yeah, I tap the plane.
Yeah, you have to tap the plane.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and people do it just instinctually out of their hearts. That's trippy.
Your intuition led you to tap the plane.
Yeah. Give it a little steady old girl. That's what I say in my head. Hey, steady old girl. That's a good girl. Get us there. But you can't do that at the plane.
You would have to.
I do in my head. That's what the two tabs means. All right. If you can't make it, make it this time.
No. Now I'm going to be doing steady old girl in my head every time I get on a plane.
Hey, if you don't calm your plane down like an old horse.
Are you even
with an attitude? With like a horse with an attitude? What are you even doing? Are you even flying?
Steady old girl.
Steady old girl.
After this, you're going to get yourself a carrot and an apple.
Yeah. And then I look the pilot in the eye with utmost respect.
Yeah. And then when you land, do you look the pilot in the eye again?
Yeah. No, that's when I do it. Usually they're not there in the beginning. They're getting ready for flight as they should, checking everything. I do check to see if they're checking.
You put your head in the cockpit.
I do.
What's going on in here? Everything looking good?
I stick my head in the cockpit and I really get in there.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, good news, guys. Today is Adam Levine from Maroon 5's birthday.
I was trying to prepare Xavier.
I don't know how we could have gotten through that this pod without saying happy birthday to Adam Levine and Queen Latifah.
And Dane Cook.
Oh, Dane Cook, HBD, bitch. Who else? Vanessa Williams? Who is that?
Vanessa Williams. Wasn't she a model?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think yes, something like that.
Maybe Lily Collins. Don't overlook Lily, Phil Collins' daughter.
Oh, she's had a rough life.
She must be hard to be that.
Oh, man. Imagine being on the birthday March 18 list and you don't get a picture. Bonnie Blair. And it's like, who is she? Why doesn't she have a picture?
Yeah.
Olympic gold medal speed skater.
She should have a picture before Adam Levine.
Or F.W. de Klerk. Who's that?
F.W. de Klerk
sounds like a white rapper.
He's been dead for a minute.
Yeah, South African president. Oh, utmost respect. Utmost respect to South Africa.
Whoa.
Bonnie Blair. Bonnie
now
Blair
I know why they didn't put
cool.
the picture.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding.
She looks like an astronaut.
Whoa. Her turtleneck game?
Yeah, her turtleneck.
Can we see her skating? That's like what she's known for, right?
Whoa. It's kind of sick.
No, like, can we see an action shot of Bonnie?
Yeah, can we see a video of Bonnie skating? Bonnie Blair defends her 500 Olympic title. Whoa.
Oh, whoa. Taking off.
She's going crazy. Look, her thighs are nuts, dude. She could break a watermelon with those things.
Look at her go. Maybe we have the perfect bodies for speed skating, Kim.
Or do we have speed skating bodies? Wait, that's
the takeaway is.
Not as having resting speed skating bodies. I feel like we could throw a javelin pretty far, you and I, with our thighs.
With our thighs.
Spin around and really chuck a javelin.
I don't know, we could do the most dykey things at the Olympics.
Yeah, because our thighs are big. Do you think that we could break a watermelon with our thighs?
Yeah.
Really?
I think we could sit on watermelons and break them easily.
No, with our thighs. Ooh, squeezing them together. People do that.
For Patreon.
Yeah. For Patreon?
Not on Facebook. Look at this girl.
Dude, for free.
Imagine us doing this on the pod.
She split it before.
No, she split it a little. Now she's going to continue. She was showing us that she
cracked. We could do that easily.
She got some thick thighs. Ew, this guy's commentating. Oh.
Ew. 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 The commentator's disgusting.
Yeah.
Does his shirt say beast?
Yeah. Yeah. And he is. Look how little that watermelon is.
Yeah, he's all proud of
it. Go back and watch him topple over again. I've always wanted to see one of those guys fall. That was gross. I don't want a man that has to sit like this because he's so big. That's so gross.
It looks like a baby on a changing table.
That's how he has to sit. That was like, no, go back again. That is how that man has to sit. That's nuts. Every time he has to fall like a fucking idiot.
Why?
He has to fall like a moron to fucking have a seat.
Why?
Because he's so big, he can't bend his body. Ew.
He can't do it. He can't do it.
Now it's him pulling his abductor.
All right, we're done.
I don't kind of want to see if he gets it. Have you seen the guy that chops wood sexually?
Yeah.
He's hot.
I know.
It's TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't we invite him on?
Yeah, and he said we'd have to come to him. Which is a very him answer. I was like, okay, we might make that work.
Where is he?
Bradley Thor. I think he's in like North California somewhere. But we should go watch a chop.
Mama's taking a 7-hour drive to watch Bradley Thor do a chop when we could just do it on the talk.
But we could try to chop too. Turn him up. Can we get some audio?
With this shitty axe. It's not a great axe.
No, put in, you know what? I need a new Google. Sorry to interrupt. Bradley Thor spits on tree.
Oh no, I saw this.
You did?
I think, but let's see it again.
Oh, you don't mind a little double trouble on this one?
Oh no, I don't mind seeing it twice.
Yeah, let's see him spit.
Oh my God, he has 13.7 million videos. Go to videos.
Is this one right here?
I don't know. I feel like someone should have ripped it off and already had it. Bradley Thor spitting TikTok search. Go down there to the bottom one. Up.
One thing about Kimmy, right, she's going to find that take.
Oh, yeah, sweetie. That's, yeah, whatever the first one is. Let's see.
No.
That is so funny. Play that again. That guy caught it. That is great. But yeah, he's spitting on a tree, dude. Yum.
Okay, the suspenders.
I mean, he's playing into the character, but the
I
way
think he went a little too hard.
But
with
the
that,
way he chops the wood.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Yeah. Well, we can watch our boyfriends chop wood here.
Sure, but it's more fun when it's some dude on TikTok we can disrespect.
Yeah, that's true.
We would disrespect you, Bradley Thor. You're an honorable man.
We would never disrespect you
or
objectify you.
You're an honorable man. I mean, just because of a boyfriend doesn't mean I don't think this is not hot.
No, this is very hot.
Say Timber. Say Kimber. Kimber! The breathing
is even hot.
You need our back cut now.
The suspenders
He needs
really...
his backhoe now, Sarah. Get in there.
His backhoe?
Yeah. That's you.
That's me. I'm the backhoe.
That was your cue. Oh, he's going to get this tree down. The breathing. I'm that tree squeaking.
I could literally watch this. It's just us coming.
Hold on, we can't just watch this. Yes, we can. It's our pod. We can do whatever we...
Not us having a happy ending.
It's our pod. We can do whatever we... We come. That's when we come.
Wow.
Thank you.
Put my rings back on. Now
did you take your rings off for that?
For the jellyfruit
Oh,
challenge?
I thought it was for the Bradley Thor videos. I said, where were your fingers that your rings had to be off for that segment?
So gross. To take off my rings just to watch that.
Oh, my God. You know whose clips I've been getting a lot of lately?
Who?
The Chicken Fry Girls.
Oh, the Chicken Fry Girls. They're everywhere.
They're fucking funny.
They're really funny.
I'm in. Have you seen the Chicken Fry Girls? Brianna Chicken Fry.
And O'Malley. Grace O'Malley.
Yes, that's her name. They're so fun.
They are so fun.
Yeah, I really like them. And they're really like us, but they get along better. I think that's what's been holding us back. We scare people with our fights.
Yeah, but that's just how we communicate.
It is. And you know what? People need to stop being scared of that. It's like meeting a black grandmother.
Some days
you think she's yelling, but it's really all love.
Some days you just gotta call your co-host a bitch.
On a cunt in a meeting. You think they call each other cunt in their meetings?
No.
Look at them.
Dude, I don't think they've ever had a fight.
Have they had a fight? I would love to know if they fought like us. Do you guys call each other cunt?
They don't fight like us.
We would ask on air, do you call each other cunt? And they'd go, no, and make us feel weird.
Yeah.
And then
they're both from stable homes, it seems.
You think so?
I don't know.
I don't know. One of them's a comedian.
Yeah, that's
Grace
true.
Grace is a comedian, so that's who true. Knows how stable.
That's true. Who knows how stable?
But they seem to have a lot of fun together.
And they seem like they get along.
Fuck.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. I'm over here fighting with my sister every chance I get. We're calling each other cunt in our meetings.
Yeah.
Catch me and Sarah at NBC calling each other cunt while we're pitching a movie.
So she was being a real cunt about it. And then...
Well, I think it's rude for you to say cunt at NBC, Sarah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you guys bleep that out?
It gets quiet. The producers are staring at us.
Like, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
And this girl's dating Zach Bryan. How fun.
Yeah, we love that.
We're kind of like them. You're dating a guy named Zach something.
We have a lot in common.
We also have a bunch of followers.
We got a Zach.
We've been on Barstool, the less viewed one.
We've been on KFC. KFC.
We're kind of like these girls, but way less popular.
And older.
We're older than them. We're less popular, and they have the same boyfriends as us, but they're more famous. I love it.
Yeah, we should invite them on.
We should invite them on. Would they
you
come on?
You guys are in LA.
Guys, could you honor us, Chicken Fry and Grace
Chicken
O'Malley?
Chicken Fry and Grace O'Malley, we want to have you on the pod.
We'll do another squirt.
We'll do a jelly fruit challenge with you.
This is the grossest pitch to get someone to come on. We'll do more of these if you come onto our pod.
We'll drink pirate water if you come onto the pod.
Sarah will make ramen. We'll eat it fast. Operation O'Malley? Operation? Ever wanted to take a wishbone out of a man?
I do still stand by Operation.
We should do Operation, but there's punishments for each bone if you get the buzzer.
You get shocked. That's shocking.
Well, one of them is you get shocked. The other ones, you got to eat a frog leg.
Okay.
The other ones, you got to...
suck on a chicken finger? I had... Jason Ellis made me eat chicken toe. Your face.
You got to suck on a chicken finger. It was the pauses in between that made it like really scary.
I was trying to think of what it was. Chicken feet.
Oh, chicken feet.
Chicken feet.
Oh, God.
Jason Ellis made me eat a chicken foot. It was the grossest.
No, they should be like bad punishments. Like if you buzz on the wishbone, I get to read one of your DMs out loud to a guy that you liked. Yeah, like bad shit. Like you don't want to hit that bone.
No, I don't want to hit
it's
that
gonna
bone.
It's going to be suck on a chicken foot. It's going to be bad. If you want to play Operation,
you're threatening me with Operation right now.
If you want to play Operation, we need some stakes, my
good sister.
If
you want to play Operation, we're going through every text you've ever sent to every man.
Man, when you're sad, it's like get sad.
The emails.
Oh no, when you like a guy and he doesn't like you, we gotta go through those texts. Hey, what are you doing today? Nothing. Oh, cool. I was wondering if we could hang out.
Oh no,
you ever want to hang out with a guy that doesn't want to hang out with you? That is a sad.
Sad.
Yeah, and you know, and then in your head,
but you're
you go,
in denial.
You're
too.
In denial, and that
you're like it can't just be me.
And that denial will take over your thought process. It takes over your like logical thought process that like this man actually doesn't like you, and you'll be like, oh, he's busy. Sudden, you'll be dating a bum. Suddenly you think he's busy. I'm like, he don't have a job. Busy with what?
It's true.
Busy with who?
That is true.
Yeah, he's busy texting other bitches. Ladies, we have a big fan base out there. I'll tell you one thing. If you're hanging out with a guy and you're not sure he likes you, he don't. That's your quick answer. Sorry to be...
You're not going to change him.
There's no, if you're wondering, does he like me? You should know the answer. If a guy likes you, he'll let you know. He'll show you. He'll act like it. Even if he doesn't say it, you can feel it.
If he doesn't like you, you'll also know.
You'll know. And you'll
stop
be in denial.
Lying to yourself.
And right now, there's a woman listening to this podcast going like, oh, I do feel this way about my boyfriend.
My situation.
I feel this way, but I've been, maybe he does like, no.
He don't.
When's the last time he told you? When's the last time he went out of his way?
When's the last time he made a plan?
Did he make a plan? My boyfriend didn't get me flowers for Valentine's Day.
Did you say something or did you just kind of...
Well, okay, it was my mistake. It was the first time I've ever had a boyfriend on Valentine's Day, and I tried to play cool girl. And I was like, I don't need anything. I love that we live together and we have the best relationship. And he was like, you're such a cool chick. And then he didn't get me anything. And on Valentine's morning, his mom group texted us and she was like, Daddy got me my favorite yellow roses. And I just liked it and didn't respond.
No.
And then I was like, must be nice for your mother. I threw one of those out. Yeah. I was like, is that why your mom and dad were married so long? Because he gets her flowers?
No.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, I thought you didn't. And I go... Every man knows women want flowers
on Valentine's Day.
Every man knows. Yeah. I really laid it on him. I go, if you ask the kindergarten boy what girls want on Valentine's Day, it's flowers and chocolate. But then he did take me out for massages and to a really nice dinner. But I wanted the flowers.
I also wanted the flowers.
You didn't get the flowers?
I didn't get the flowers
either.
What
the fuck is going on?
Maybe we can send a hint right now. Like, what's your guys' favorite flower?
I like tulips. I'm a tulip girl.
I'm open.
I also am open. Like, I'm open. Pick me a fucking flower from some old bitch's garden that you took on the way. I don't care. I like flowers. I love giving pick to flower.
Oh, yeah. When we were in Hawaii,
the boys were picking us flowers. Every cute boy we met showed
up with flowers.
Showed up with flowers. Whatever we were doing. If we were on a tour guide, they're getting us little flowers. If we were by a pool and we met a cute boy, he'd go for the bathroom and come back with flowers. Every Hawaiian guy gave us flowers. And it was so sweet. I hope our boyfriends are watching this. You scumbags.
This goes out to Chuck and Zach.
Oh, this is fun. We could shit on them. This is fun. This is something we've never been able to do before. Publicly shit on our boyfriends. Yeah, they didn't get us flowers. We'll say
Mine got me a nice present.
Yeah, and mine took me out and was very nice.
Mine did take me to dinner.
And mine treats me really well, but yeah, still, fuck them, dude. Still. He goes, oh, when am I supposed to give you flowers? I live with you, and we're always together. I said, wake up early.
No, you didn't.
Yes. Wake up before the crack of dawn and slip out the door. Could ya?
Not could ya.
Yeah.
With the pointing to the door.
So
don't piss mama off.
Don't piss mama off and give me a flow.
So, both of them have oak.
And then he was like, we passed by these really beautiful flowers. And he was like, I want to get these for you. And I was like, I'm not taking 2 days after Valentine's Day on sale flowers. Not even that they're on sale. I'm not walking around with that. If you have flowers 2 days after Valentine's Day, you're the forgotten bitch. You're publicly the forgotten bitch. I'm not walking around with forgotten bitch flowers. Those aren't the ones you get. That's embarrassing. If a man gives you flowers any day after Valentine's Day, that's embarrassing.
On the 15th?
Flowers on the 15th? Spit in my face. Go fuck another girl, because that's what you did emotionally to me. If you give me flowers on the 15th, you spit in my face.
I'll take flowers on the 15th over no flowers at all.
I won't. I actually won't.
What?
I'm not taking flowers on the 15th. You should have thought about it on the 13th, to be honest. Not even the 14th.
She's done fucking.
Am I crazy? Flowers on the 15th, crazy? Crazy. No.
Flowers on the, it's got to be the day of. But if you forgot,
honey,
there couldn't.
If you forgot, wait a month, then do it. But don't do it on the 15th. It's disrespectful.
Okay, you hear that, Chuck?
Yeah, you better be fucking.
Both of them have poison oak.
Yeah, as they should. That's nature's flower.
No.
There you go, bitch. Yeah, they both have poison. Both of our boyfriends got poison oak. We went on a hike together. And I'll send you the picture, Xavier. We could pop in a little picture of our hike. Okay. Oh, me and Sarah are living our dream life. Have we told the story of That'll Do Pig? Of when we said that? Oh, my God. It's so funny. So me and Sarah, when we were single together, when we hung out, we would like to go through our dating apps together. And what Hinge does, it gives you the hottest guys, but I don't even think they're real guys. I think they're fake profiles to keep you to keep swiping. So every once in a while, you'll see like this dime. And then, but you'd never match with them and it'll keep you searching. And I think that's part of their thing is they give you a few hot ones
like
and you go,
you try
oh.
to hack Hinge.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. Okay. There's no way that they just didn't like us.
Okay.
Because I passed too many hot guys that just didn't like me. And I'm like, my pictures look good and my profile is fun as fuck. Like, there, what's not to like?
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? I put my best
objectively.
I put my best filters in there.
Same. You gotta lead.
If you
them.
Don't like those, you're a liar.
Yeah.
You're a liar. We can FaceTime after this. You decide if you want to stay. But yeah. If you don't like my filters, get out of my life.
Same.
My honey right now, he watches me filter supportively. He goes, you adding your little filter?
No.
He watches him. I go, yeah, don't look. It's like embarrassing. It feels like I'm shitting in front of him when he sees me filtering my pictures. But yeah. So me and Sarah would go through the Hinge profiles together and we'd swipe. And then when we'd be like, Sarah would be like, look at this guy. And she'd go to the, and then he would match and we'd go, he don't want me. And it was like something funny we would just always say when we didn't match with a guy. And then when we would get really sad, we'd be calling each other and like saying things about like how we wish we had a boyfriend. And then to talk each other down from the ledge, we'd say, "That'll do, pig." And that meant like we got to talk about something else. And so there was we and Sarah for the first time in 11 years of our friendship, we have boyfriends at the same time. They're both hot. They're both country hot. Texas. Real Texas men. Real fucking men, too. Like, real. Like, they'll probably hit us one day. Like, men.
Fingers crossed.
And we're sitting back in sacred ground. Sarah's with her man. I'm with mine. We're all smoking with all of our friends. The lights are hitting. The mushies are hitting good, yeah. too. The drinks are just, we're just buzzing, right?
Yeah.
Sarah's sitting with her man's. I'm sitting with mine. They're talking to each other. Me and Sarah are meekly sitting back like ladies. Just doing our thing. And we look at each other and we smile and we go, "That'll do, pig." It is so funny, dude. It is so funny. So we've never had boyfriends at the same time. It's been one at a time. It is fun. So we went on a hike together. And we were searching a waterfall that did not exist anymore.
Yeah, because the rains.
I've forgotten. Yeah, the rains have did something to the waterfall and it's gone. So we're looking for this waterfall. And Sarah's boyfriend, Zach, is like it's got to be this way. And then, you know, the guys, they like want to adventure and be like, well, if we just follow the water up, we'll get to the, they turn into like, I don't know what's going on.
Explorers.
Yeah, but they both get poison oak. And it's been my goddamn fucking nightmare. It might be a little different for you because you and Zach are living together. But for me, my bed sheets are covered in calamine lotion. There's like grease stains on all of my clothes. He's sticky every night with cream.
And it's like you can tell that they're going crazy because it looks so fucking itchy.
They both have it so bad. And both of them refuse to just go get a steroid shot. It's like literally a 2-week process or like an hour at urgent care.
They're like, no, I've had poison oak many times.
That's what
tough it out.
That's what Chuck said.
That's what Zach
said. He said, I don't need to go to the he said, I will die before I go to the hospital for poison oak. No. That's what he said. Yeah.
No.
And literally last night, his leg swelled up so bad. It's been almost 2 weeks. He's allergic to poison oak more than the average person. Like he has an allergy to the actual, like more. And also it's one of the few allergies that every time you get it, it's worse than the last
time.
Yeah,
you don't build an immunity.
No, it just gets worse.
You get hypersensitive to it.
Yeah. And so he's like on the borderline of death. And now we've been living together since we met. So now he's itching every night. Now you can tell he's getting a little short when I ask him a question. I'm like, what should we eat for dinner? He's like, I don't care. He's like scratching, like, whatever you want. And I'm like, can you just go get the fucking steroid thing? I'm done.
Zax is healing now.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Mine's got his on his dick. Now he's moody.
No.
Now, yeah, we haven't fucked in 2 weeks because he's got poison oak on his cock. I tried to blow him when I thought it was healing. I flared him up.
No.
It's not good.
I know. It's not the old oak flare up.
Oh, the old sucking oak flare up. No. Yeah, I tried to, try to help out. I made it worse. I can't even blow my mans because of the oak. It's so funny. It's fucking
put calamine lotion on his dick.
I'm done, dude. I was like, we got into a little thing. He just hasn't slept in like 2 weeks, so he's just waking up in a bad mood. And I'm like, and I'm like, go get the thing because you're ruining both of our. It's not about you anymore. Now you're ruining.
I'm suffering. With
yeah,
you.
I'm suffering. It's like
we're
you can
trauma bonding.
Yeah, suffer on your own if you live alone, like itch by yourself and not sleep. But you're sharing a bed with someone. You should just get the steroid shot. Get the fucking shot.
He's not getting it.
No, he's not getting the fucking shot. Now we're arguing about who's tossing and turning more at night. It's like getting like, you know, when you're in Big Brother and like the cameras and you're like, it's getting kooky.
Yeah.
The other day I left and I was just pissed and I left because he was getting moody about the itch again.
No.
Yeah. And then I came back and he had drugged himself.
Yeah, you did say that.
He drugged himself. He took a lot of Benadryl to avoid talking to me.
He said, but also because he was itchy.
Yeah, but he was like, he wanted to avoid it. I knew. When I came back, I was annoyed. I said, you wake up. And he's like.
He said, I got to go back to the
dragon.
He looked
like a meth head on the couch. He like fully drugged himself to avoid talking to me. So things are going good. We're having a lot of
fun.
Some
days you just got to take a Benadryl and ignore your girlfriend.
I get it. I got prescribed muscle relaxers.
You did? For what?
For my shoulders. You know how my shoulders and my back always hurts?
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Oh, my God. I sleep, and it's like my eyes are closed, and then they open, and that's what my sleep feels like. And I'm like, is this what sleep is?
No.
Fully blink, wake up. Full night sleep. It feels like I've died in my sleep.
Have you been having any weird dreams?
Yes. Dude, yes. I keep having dreams, and I'm saving other babies and my own baby. I have my own baby. I'm trying to, it's the end of the world. I have a baby. It's always small, like newborn to 2 years old. And I'm like always carrying it while saving other people's babies.
I can't.
Saving a baby in my dream. Dream expert Lauren Lawrence. Rescuing babies could indicate self-empowerment, reclaiming creativity. Whoa.
I'm not dreaming of rescuing babies.
Let's see. Can we get more into that Daily News article? If you feel a need to protect the baby in your dream from harm, there could be an area of your life, an aspect of your personality, or a creative idea that you feel is threatened. Related to the idea of protecting is the consideration of who or what is vulnerable in your life at that moment. Whoa. I'm protecting my stand-up, my baby.
I like how there's just a stock.
And I think the other baby, I think the other baby's your stand-up.
Yes.
I'm protecting us all in my, I go, I know this baby's one of my friends. Literally, my dream every night, I'll be saving my baby and we'll be up to be saved. And I see like a toddler fall into a river and I go like,
that's a nightmare.
Fuck. And I have to tell a stranger to hold my kid.
So, and you've had this more than once?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's been happening.
I keep having dreams I'm going to casinos.
What does that mean?
Buses.
Let's see what that means. Going to casinos dreams.
A lot of times. Oof. And then it'll switch from the casino to the airport.
Oh, the airport's a big one. Going to casino in my dreams. Another explanation I can think of is you subconsciously want to win money or something.
Yeah, that's right.
You're having the most Jewish dreams.
Money.
Just slots and sounds of coins. You dream the same thing that Donald Scrooge dreams. That's so funny.
Just me in a pool of tokens.
Oh, God. Let's see. So winning a lot of money in a dream could symbolize... Are you winning?
No, I'm just walking through them. I'm not even playing in them. I'm just constantly walking through casinos.
Oh, man.
Like, I'll be walking through a casino, and then it'll turn into an airport.
However, it can also suggest you're taking unnecessary risks. You're not thinking things through before making decisions.
I feel like I overthink everything.
Yeah, I don't think that's the issue.
No. I could think less, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you could think less. I think you don't need to think as much.
I wish I could just turn it off.
Testing your luck or experience to see if you can benefit at all. Constantly trying something new or seeing what happens.
Okay. I don't know. I'm walking through the casino, like, with intention. Like, I've been there before. I, like, know people that are there.
You're a casino reg.
I'm a casino regular.
In the alter universe, you're just a slut that fucks at the casino. Like, when you go into the ether, that's where you go. That's your other life.
I'm just
fun.
Smoking Marlboro Reds.
And betting on nine.
That'll do, pig.
That's our episode, guys.
Make sure to buy tickets to This Bitch and Friends, April 18th. It's the Main Room Comedy Store. It's me, Kimmy, Whitney Cummings, Beth Stelling,
Jetski
Johnson, Annie Lederman. It will sell out. Get tickets sooner rather than later. Miranda Meadows is hosting. That's the March. Yeah. And then also on May 7th, This Bitch, and we're doing This Bitch Live for Netflix is a joke festival in the original room. That's a smaller room, so buy tickets for that because it will sell out. And
Hell yeah.
I think I'm going to be in Houston the first weekend of April at Princess Shank for more info.
Hell yeah. March 27th, I have my show at the Wait, when is this coming out? Before or after
this
that?
Is the
before
18th.
That. Yeah. March 27th, next week. Next Wednesday, I have my comedy show in the Belly Room with Hormos Rashidi. Love Fucks, the comedy dating show.
Oh, that show's, I went to the last one. That's so much fun.
It's so fun.
You guys have to come out and check it out. I'm telling you, it is such a good fucking show. I really believe in it, and I love all the support we've sold out the last three. It's been really fun. And like Sarah said, April 4th,
April 8th. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Through 7th, we have the Riot Comedy Festival in Houston. We're going to be doing a jujitsu event on the 13th in Anaheim. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Shout out to those guys. We don't really need to promote it because they kind of sell out their tickets, but Immersive BJJ.
Submersive.
Whoa.
Submersive.
Submersive BJJ is doing really fucking cool shit for mental health, the sake of mental health, and they're doing really fun shows, and me and Sarah will be out there. So if you're out there, buy tickets and check it out.
Buy tickets.
We're going to be hanging.
You can find out all the info.
They basically hired us to go get fucked up, which is sick,
dude. And talk to fighters.
They're like, just show up and have fun and be yourselves. And I'm like, that's exactly the kind of jobs we're looking for.
Yeah, so I'm going to get shout out their handle. It's at Submersive BJJ. That's SUBVERSIVBJJ. If you're in California, it's going to be really fun. And like, I looked up the food that they're going to have.
Oh,
there.
It looks so good.
Did you look up the food?
It looks fucking
after
bomb.
It was like all these different meats. I was like, oh,
listen, when they pitched it, I said, I'll pay you to go.
Yeah.
It sounded so fun. But yeah, no, still pay us. no, but make sure you check that out. They're doing great things for a great cause, so we're going to support them. May 24th, I'll be at the Crystal Ballroom in Massachusetts. I'm very excited for that. I think besides that, we're coming to Skankfest in September. Really excited for that.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/KimCongdon, patreon.com/SarahWineShank, twitch.tv/QueenKong1. Make sure you watch my special,
Childless MILF,
on YouTube right now. Thank you for sharing and subscribing, and watch my podcast, The Kim Congdon Takeover.
And watch Shank. And also, we're coming to D.C. in November.
Oh, yeah.
The exact date, but we'll be at the Comedy Loft.
Yes. So come check us out. We're excited. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.